About 240 million calls come in every year to 911 call centers across the country. And these days, chances are if you do call 911, it'll be from a cell phone. But the current 911 system wasn't built for cell phones, and the system is trying to catch up. Kerry Goldberg from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Dr. Ian Sclaver is a pediatrician in Beverly, a suburb north of Boston, and a coach for his daughter's soccer team. At a practice this fall, a player suddenly collapsed, stopped breathing, and turned blue. Sclaver called 911 as he started CPR. "Send an ambulance," he told the dispatcher, and gave the name of the school he was at and the street it was on.
And they asked me a question or two, and then asked me the bewildering question of, "What town are you in?" And I told them, and then they reconnected me to another person to retell the same story again, which seemed to be taking a lot of time away from doing CPR.
Fortunately, the player was fine, but Sclaver was left mystified.
I mean, I have Google Maps and where's my iPhone? Find my iPhone apps that are free that can find me to, you know, the exact street address. And I call 911, the most important call one could potentially make, and they didn't even know what town I was in.
So he naturally wondered, if apps like Google Maps and Uber know just where your phone is, why doesn't the 911 system? The answer is simple.
Today's 911 technology is based on technology that existed in the last century, nearly 40 years ago.
Brian Fonts is the CEO of the National Emergency Number Association, a nonprofit that focuses on 911 issues.
40 years ago, we were on a fixed wired service where your phone was tethered to your home or office, and where your home or office was located was the address that would appear on the screen of a 911 call. In today's world, we're mobile. Roughly 75-80% of 911 calls come from wireless devices.
Back when cell phones were new, the 911 system could only map which cell phone tower a call had been relayed from. These days, the system uses GPS, and it's gotten much better at locating cell phone calls, but not good enough to be sure of a location when someone's life might depend on it. Federal and local officials say the system clearly needs more upgrades, and they're pushing for them. Here's David Firth of the Federal Communications Commission.
Our goal is to bring the 911 system into the 21st century and to make sure that the kind of technology that all of us have in our smartphones that we can use to get a car ride or to find a Starbucks is also available to help with 911 calls.
The grand plan is called Next Generation 911, to use state-of-the-art technology to find callers and route calls. But making all the needed upgrades will clearly take years. And meanwhile, what do you do if you have an emergency? 911 experts say you just need to know the limits of the current system. So be prepared to report your location, probably more than once. And if the emergency happens indoors and you still have a landline, use it. For Here and Now, I'm Kerry Goldberg.